Welcome to the Fuck the Generational Wealth Gap podcast. I am your host, Elise Alexander, your go-to fam when it comes to creating the wealthy life that you want and getting rid of all the mental baggage that comes with codependency and perfectionism. You better bet your ass it is not an easy trip, but it is worth it. And today is going to be episode 12. A little bit of a precursor here. Today might be a trigger for a fair amount of people, including myself, because it isn't easy to sit with disappointment. And our topic for today is fear of disappointing your parents or your family. And for me, on this fear series, I really believe it's important to have this discussion about disappointment of family because I had a huge fear of disappointing my family, whether it was my mom, my brother, my dad, my cousins, people of the world, people I went to high school with, people I had met on the street. I didn't want to disappoint anyone. So, a little bit of a precursor warning. It might be a little bit of a trigger because we don't ever want to disappoint our family. And it kind of comes close to like death for a lot of us perfectionists or recovering perfectionists. So, what we're going to talk about today, I'm going to start off with a quote. And it is by Lisa Nichols. It says, "When you get caught up in trying to manage other people's perceptions of you, you're out of your head and into theirs." I'm going to repeat that. She says, when you get caught up trying to manage other people's perception of you, you are outside of your own head and into theirs. She also says that they will judge until they realize that judging has no power because judging doesn't change the narrative. And if you make speaking all about you, then it's not big enough and you're going to stop somewhere. That's really what it is. Whether it's speaking about your concepts, your thoughts, your beliefs, what you want to create in this world, you still have to speak it. You still have to bring it to life. So, what we're going to talk about today is how, well, hang on. Let's go back. Why how you feel about your family has to change, number one, because it's not about them changing. Number two, why is it so paralyzing? Number three, loyalty versus happiness. Number four, who is going to love me? Oh, this one's going to be juicy. Number five, how to deal with grief that comes up. And number six, what I do to help me in daily practice. You guys, just like we talk about, this is not a one-time thing. Nothing is a one-time thing. It is something that we have to continue to repeat, to continue to go on the journey of. It doesn't just stop one day. You don't just get somewhere. You don't win. There's no like destination. And as soon as I let go of the destination, I allowed myself to just be on the journey. So, this is where codependency came up super hardcore for me, you guys. Super hardcore. Why? To answer the first question, why how you feel about your family has to change. So it is you that has to change your opinion about your family or how you feel about disappointing your family because they're not going to change and they're not going to have a different opinion. And we can't change other people. So we only focus on ourselves. So why is it that we have to change how we feel? Balls to the wall answer? Because you're going to be angry if not. You're going to start to get resentful if not. You are start to feel that rejection and that abandonment and that disappointment very big, even if you are allowing yourself to express yourself the way you want. That feeling of not being enough or not wanting to disappoint your family will still always be a larger fear if you don't change how you feel about their opinion inside yourself. This means giving yourself approval before you ask for anyone else's approval. I give myself approval before I ask for anyone else's approval because I don't ask for anyone else's approval anymore. I just approve myself. It's a weird concept. But it is here, and it is here for us to support us. So, number two, why is this so paralyzing? In business, for me, since my father was an entrepreneur, since my mother was an entrepreneur, I was someone who was like, you know, I really just want to make them proud. But I was also someone who said that I would never make as much money as my father. And I realized that I created a limit on myself. It wasn't even someone else giving me a limitation. It was me giving myself the limitation from how I felt about how they felt about me. That's bonkers, you guys. And that's like the overachiever in you and the family-oriented version of you, like fighting each other. And they're like, no, I want the love. No, I want the love. No, I'm gonna figure it out. No, we're just gonna be perfect. No, just shut up and stop talking and be who they want you to be. That was a big one for me because it caused me to stop moving in any direction. Because I would think that they would be disappointed in me if I chose to be myself. I thought that they were going to be disappointed in me if I chose to continue on the path that made them proud, because I just never felt like they would be proud enough. And so I finally asked myself, am I willing to never take a step? And I'm talking steps, guys. I'm not talking like big shebang. I'm talking steps. Am I never willing to take a step? Because I'm gonna be so worried about what they think of me that I'm gonna wait 40 years, 50 years until they pass away to be my truest self. I don't fucking think so, because they get to see my truest self. They get to know who I am while they are still alive. Rather than never getting to know me, never being able to express myself, and never being able to get what it is that I'm looking to do in life. No matter what the gradation of. So for me, that's why it was so paralyzing, because I thought that if I disappointed them, I felt like I was gonna die. Like, no joke, straight up, I thought I was gonna die if I disappointed them, because I would rather die than disappoint them. This was my old mindset. And now I realize that in order to shift it, you have to acknowledge. You're not gonna die when you express yourself. When you share pieces of yourself, you don't die. You stay alive. You are alive. There's just that little piece of you that then gets to let go. So for me, that's why it's been so paralyzing in business, because I was so focused on making everyone else happy, including and especially my family members. That for a while I didn't even think about like what I wanted to do, what made me happy, what made my way of business work for me, and a life that I wanted, and a way of life and a quality of life that I wanted. Number three, loyalty versus happiness. Do you know when they say all the time, like, do you just want to be right or do you just want to be happy? I'm one of those people, like, I used to want to be right. Like, above all else, I wanted to be right. Why? Because that's the perfectionist in me that's like, no, I'm right. I got it. I have the control. But I realized that there is a difference between loyalty versus happiness, because I had such loyalty to my family that I was never willing to take a misstep. I was never willing to fail. I was never willing to speak up for myself, because I always thought that saying anything against how they felt was disrespectful, was rude, was how dare you, was open for commentary. And that was the big one, that if I made a comment about my history or my life, like all of a sudden it became open for commentary. And I was like, this is not commentary. Because just like Lisa says, the judgment doesn't change the story, it's just the facts. And for me, I had to let go of the loyalty I had to my family to respect the loyalty I needed to create for myself. Because I was self-abandoning and I was willing to be more loyal to someone else than I was willing to be loyal to myself. And guess what? We have ourselves. Yes, you have a team of support, you have your circle, you have your family blood or not. But I was willing to self-abandon myself for someone else until I realized that loyalty doesn't have to be bad. It just gets to be for you first. And that I would rather be happy than be right. So that leads me into number four, which is who will love me? This is such a juicy one. It kind of hurts me to talk about a little bit because this is where a major part of my story hits. And for me, I truly believed that if I disappointed my family, whether it was my mother, my father, my brother, my best friends, that I didn't think they'd love me anymore. That I didn't think that they would be there for me anymore. That I didn't think that at the end of the day, that there was something that I could say to make them love me less. That I had done something so horrific and so disappointing that I truly believed that they wouldn't love me anymore. And if they didn't love me anymore, then why would I love me? And this is where I got to in my business, you guys. And this is why I truly believe that business is such a vehicle for growth. Because understanding who will love you, that it's not about what people say about you or what people comment about you or what even you say negatively inside of your own head about yourself. Because at the end of the day, you get to love you. You are worthy of your own love. You are worthy of stepping out and saying, you know what? This is how I feel about this. No matter how anyone else feels about something. Because for me, I got to a place where I had to acknowledge, even if my family didn't love me, I still loved me. And I still loved little E. And I was willing to stand and say, I love us. I accept us. I approve of us. Instead of codependently going back to my family and saying, hey, does this look good to you guys? Hey, does this feel good to you guys? Hey, can you give me some advice on how you did this? Why? Because I don't want to do it the way they did it. I wanted to do it the way I wanted to do it, which meant that I had to acknowledge that I didn't love myself. And that I had to get on that train and start to recognize and associate with what it would be like to love myself. And we will get in that in a later episode. Number five, how to deal with grief that comes up. So you guys, letting go of this disappointment of family, this fear, it comes with this grief because you're letting go. And you're allowing something to release. And when you allow a fear to release, there's all these feelings of like abandonment and grief and sadness and disappointment that come up. And a lot of the time we just like, we're going to shove it back down. But what I have noticed is that when you are willing to sit with the grief, when you are willing to say goodbye, when you are willing to open and close a chapter, there's something so beautiful that comes out of it. And I really want to focus on the beauty that does come out of it because yes, grief is hard to deal with in business or in life. And when you are emotionally dealing with something in business, it does affect everything else that's going on in your life. So you have to be able to hold something, which means holding an emotion, acknowledging the emotion. Even if you can't find it, then go to a feeling wheel, get to the feeling wheel, see the emotion, whether it's something behind the anger, whether it's something behind the sadness, whether it's something behind the depression, and then sit with it. Act like it was true for just a couple of minutes. Cry, journal, express, feel it fully, because then you can release it. But when we don't feel it, when we don't cry, when we don't choose to look at it, when we choose to shut it down, that is when you will not be comfortable saying goodbye to older parts of yourself. So that when it comes up to then release those parts of yourself, you're going to dig in and hold and say, no, I don't want to let go of that. That doesn't sound so good. That sounds scary. Yeah, it is scary. But the more you do it, the more comfortable you become with it. So number six, how is it that I help myself in daily practice? For me, I do the Ho'oponopono, whether it's in a meditation or whether it's out loud. And the Ho'oponopono is a Hawaiian tradition meditation, which really focuses on four words, which is, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, and thank you. Whether it's something that happened directly with one of my family members or someone who I used to call family or someone I call family now, I have realized that when I say these words in my head, or when I say these words to these people, or when I just generally say these words to my little, I connect that I am no longer as afraid about other people's opinions because I am already loving of myself. So what I want to leave you with is that I really didn't want to be alone. And this is where the scariness comes in, because holding space for a long amount of time, I'm talking could be weeks, could be months, could be years, on whether or not you're ready for your next phase and your next season. And I was really afraid of holding space for a long period of time. But I can tell you, it is freaking worth it. Freaking worth it. You are the one who dictates the quality of your journey. And be willing to take a half step rather than a whole step, because sometimes you can only take a half step or a quarter step or maybe even half of a quarter step in order to get to where you really want to go. And what I've realized about myself is that I don't live to please my parents. I'm also not thinking about their approval when I'm posting on Instagram or when I'm posting to social media. And if I'm feeling a certain type of way, I'm going to express that. If I'm feeling sexy, I'm going to show you sexy. If I'm feeling educational, I'm going to show you educational. If I'm feeling weird, I'm going to show you weird. If I'm feeling funny, I'm going to show you funny. So what I want to leave you with today is an exit question of, what is it about the fear of disappointing your family that you must release today? Today. And I want you to sit with that, because what is it not allowing you to do? I think a lot of us don't look at that last part. So if you guys want more information, if you want to connect more, if you want to leave a review, please connect with me on Burning Pure on Instagram. And I really, really, really want you to sit with this today, because this is going to be a big one that comes up before, in the middle, after, and way after. It's not something that we fully release and let go of, because we have so much love and so much training and so much patterning for our family. So until next week with this fear series, I will see you. Have a happy, healthy, wealthy, and worthy day.